Blog Talk Radio.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But Ian, this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Scott Enstra Network.
Joining here on Thursday, I want to let everyone know that today is the first year anniversary of being in the office studio. And again, I want to thank everyone for the support that's put me here and kept me here. It's been an interesting year. You know that. Those that are new listeners, welcome. Those that have been here from day one, there's some of you have gone back as far as 2012. You've seen the change, you've seen the insanity, you've seen those things that causes you to question yourself. And you have to ask yourself, what next? Well, today we've got a guest that has a new product that is called Pig Blood Bullets, and it is it's a device, as far as I'm concerned, that is necessary. That's why I've had him come on. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the history of this, and he is as well. Just talking to him offline, he is familiar with it. That's where he picked up the basic idea, and I'm going to let him tell that story. But also, I wanted to talk about the ladies that are fighters. Same thing with ammunition that is dipped in pig's blood, that those Muslims, the Islamic individuals, have a great fear of going to hell, not going to Allah, not going to have their virgins. And the basic concept is the fact that things are out of order for them. Now, the Kurdish female fighters have been fighting ISIS and very successful. In fact, when groups of women come with their AK-47s, it's known for the men to throw their arms down and run, because they believe that if they're killed by these women, that they forfeit, they lose their right to go to Allah and have their virgins, which is absolutely insane. But if that's the way they think, then apparently it works for us. Same thing with driving them back in Syria. They've been doing this for quite some time, so my hat is off to them. And also we have those in Afghanistan that are fighting. Now, as I get into one of the other topics today, I wanted to mention that my show that I did last night, pre-recorded for KFNX in Phoenix, had to do with the teleportation, the troop transfers that has been brought public to us. But I also expounded a little heavier on the cyclotronics, the device electronics used to program, to alter, to change behaviors of people. We've talked extensively about gang stalking. And once again, I got an email today from somebody that's dealing with that as a very heavy subject. And the poor woman is a widow. She's by herself. She's basically dealing with this by herself. So if anyone out there can think to pray, give me an email and we'll talk about it, because she's going to need all the help that she can get. Any time that anyone takes advantage of a widow, of someone that is not capable of defending themselves, it reveals to me the sheer evil within the individual. Now, this is unacceptable. God is a God of order. He's a God of love. And he would not want his people to be abused. Jesus didn't die on the cross so we could be abused. This is the end of days. We're in a fight. We're in a battle. And we need to help each other. Okay? That's what we're called to do. All right. What I'm going to do then, Kevin, just introduce yourself here. You've come with a company called Pig's Blood Bullets, and so just go ahead and tell us about yourself and go from there.
Well, Scott, first of all, thank you for having me in studio today. The story starts out circa 1913, and I've had people tell me that this story is untrue, but I believe the people that tell me that this story is untrue are giving me revisionist history, and they're taking what they're finding online, on Snopes, and of course we know that everything on the computer is true, according to them. So anyway, circa 1913, General Blackjack Pershing was in the Philippines. His men were getting hit by Islamic extremists. He didn't know what to do about the situation, so he found out the way they thought, and he caught 50 of the Islamic terrorists. He brought them in, had them dig their own graves. He tied them to posts. Then he had his men bring in two pigs, slaughter those pigs in front of the Islamic extremists. Had his men, his executioners, come over, dip their bullets in the pig blood before they chambered their rounds. Shot 49 of the 50 extremists. They let number 50 go. After that, according to history, we had over 40 years of worldwide peace without one Islamic extremist attack on anybody. So going with history and seeing what happened there and seeing what's going on today with the influx of Islamic extremists, young men of fighting age being brought into this country by this system of government, caused me to start this company.
Well, I certainly understand, and I'm in agreement. Again, that's why I had you on. And also, it's nice that you're local. You're up in the Priest River area, so we're in the panhandle of Idaho. Now, that's on the Idaho side, right? You're not in Washington?
That is correct.
Right. So you're about an hour away. Now, I've actually heard of your business prior to even meeting you and seeing you at the gun show. I didn't know exactly where to find you, but now you've got a website up. Can you give that website address to us?
Yeah, the website went up today, and the website is pigbloodbullets.com. Mm-hmm. You can also find us on Facebook under Pig Blood Bullets.
Okay. Now, we earlier had mentioned, or I had asked you about the ammunition and your process of the particular bullet. You want to tell us about that, what you do?
Sure. What we do is when we slaughter our pigs, we take and we collect the blood from those animals. My wife is a phlebotomist and lab technician. She knows how to deal with blood and keep it from going rancid or going bad. She stabilizes the blood. We came up with a chemical compilation that I'll just say is paint for people to understand easily, that we mix about 20% pig's blood with what we call the paint, because pig's blood itself will not stick to the bullets, it'll flake off. Then, when this is mixed up, we dip the bullets in this solution. After about 5 minutes, it dries, so we have a pig blood infusion on the tip of the bullet that if a Muslim thinks that one of these bullets is going to come flying their way, they're going to throw their guns down and they're going to give up.
Yeah. So when the particular round itself, you're not actually reloading, you're buying the ammunition and then tainting it? Is that what you're doing?
That's exactly correct. If I was to reload the ammunition for sale to the general public, I would have to have an FFL,
mm-hmm.
Federal Firearms License. And that means that I have to deal with the government. And they're so politically correct in all they do, I don't want to have anything to do with the government. I want the free market to drive this and stay away from their thumb, their heavy hand, as much as I can.
Yeah. How about opposition? Have you had anyone that has been pretty belligerent about this, or how's that been working out?
There hasn't been anybody that's been belligerent, but there's people that have turned their heads and their lip has gone up, and they show a look of disgust. But they are ignorant. They don't understand what's going on. They don't know the true danger that's out there and what we're going to be facing in the near future.
Yeah. Well, I noticed you said of military age that they're bringing in. That's what I've been seeing. And so that's obviously a tactic to overwhelm us, because these individuals being, and again, people, you know, this, what I do is deliverance. I deal with demons. These people are demon possessed. We've talked about this, their particular way of thinking, their particular religion, but in the process of how they've been brought up, how they've been abused. You know, we've talked about the sexual abuse that's been done to them, the beatings. They're completely demon possessed. They're over to one side. Their conscience is seared. They've got so much curse on them. The Antichrist spirits that are on them. There's no way they're coming out. And so a situation that is out of hand is something that needs to be dealt with strongly. Now, obviously, you're not advocating violence. And you know, as we talked, you seem very concerned, and you do believe in Jesus Christ, and so you're a God-fearing man. So you're not trying to inflict on anybody, but this is more of a deterrent, a self-defense tactic, right?
This is a psychological war as well as a physical war that we're going to be into. We play on the psyche of the Islamic extremists or the Muslims or whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing would make me happier than for somebody to be sitting in the front of a theater, and in the back they hear the yell, "Ali Ali Akbar," and they stood up, turned around, drew their weapon, pointed it, and said, "Pig blood bullets," and watch the extremist run off and not do the harm that they meant to do, and no shot was ever needed.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing with the women fighters. When they saw that they were women, that did the same thing. You know, I had mentioned the other day on the show that I had done some research a couple years ago about the landmines that the Japanese had used as a ploy, a psychological ploy against their enemy, which was us. And this particular landmine, it had two charges. The first charge was simply to elevate the second charge about 3 feet up. The whole point was to castrate the troops. And this psychologic tactic that they deployed onto the enemy was very effective. And so it made men not wanting to go into certain areas or having the fear, trying to strike fear into people. And, of course, it worked, unfortunately. And, unfortunately, there were a lot of cases that it did what it was supposed to do. Now, Kevin, you also have your wife in a studio here, and you mentioned that she deals with blood. So that's quite a combination that you've got. But the paint itself, does it actually have metal in it, or what is is it already red? Or I mean, what do you do?
We put red coloring in it to give it the effect, the look of blood. If we mixed the 20% in the chemical mix-up, it would be more of a pink, and we don't want, for the women out there, it's okay, but as men, we don't want girly bullets, and so it's a bright red blood color, and it adheres to the bullet, and we had some people at one gun show buy some 270 rounds, some kids. And they asked me, "Are these exploding bullets?" And I said, "No, they're not exploding bullets. What they are is a defensive tactic." And so they went and did some shooting, and they shot at a paper target and came back to tell me that the heat from the friction of flying through the air softened that up, and when it went through the paper, actually made a blood splat on the paper, or what looked like a blood splat on the paper. They were all excited.
Now, you talked, too, about you've got 9mm, 38, 357, 45, 223, 10mm, 308, 306, 243, 22, 250. Are they able to customize the ammo if they put an order in?
We can do anything that they want. When we get big enough, we're going to go through a process that is able to put actually a picture or a design on the tip of the bullet with the chemical makeup that we have. And so it's a in-depth process, and it's an expensive process, and that is what we have down the road for that. If they want special loads from my bullet suppliers, I can bring in special loads. If they want hot loads, if they want long distance loads, if they want hunting loads, whatever it is that they require, we're able to fulfill that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were also kind of telling me about a cookout that you had where your idea came from. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, in October of 2015, we had our annual pig roast, and we've got a big pit in the ground. And so a friend of mine wanted to come over and get a video of draining blood out of a pig and putting that on YouTube as being kind of a tease to Muslim extremists. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was funny that when I shot the pig and it went down, the bullet went through the carotid artery, and the pig drained out right there where it was. And when we hoisted it up to dress it out before we put it in the pit, he wasn't able to get a drop of blood out of it. So I think that was God talking, not wanting to get anybody worked up. He didn't want that to happen, what my friend was going to do. He's a fun guy, but I don't think he wanted that to happen. So when he told me the story about General Pershing, that started rolling around in my head, and I thought about it and thought about it and I thought about it, and after that day, we decided to come up with this mixture of pig's blood and paint and put it on the bullet and go into business. So in December 2015, we got our business license, our LLC, our EIN, everything that we needed to start a business. We registered the business, we registered the name, we got a URL and a website name, and we went into business in December.
Okay. You know, Albert Pike, I don't know if you're familiar with him, he was one of the top Freemasons that was over Europe and the United States. He was also a general in the South that had a warrant on his head from Abraham Lincoln. He was friends with John Wilkes Booth, and we know how that ended with Lincoln. But he had written a book, Albert Pike did, called Morals and Dogma. He prophesied or wrote that three wars had to take place: World War I, World War II, and World War III. And in his writings, he stated that he was going to use Islam to start World War III. So anything that would deter or stop that is favorable in my view. Is that the first time that you've heard of that information?
That was the first time that I'd heard of that.
Yeah, yeah, I would look that up. I would see what, you know, if there'd be any other connections to that. But again, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that we're in this predicament is because our U.S. government has been taken over. We don't have the government we had. In fact, the Federal Reserve, when these things took place at the first of the century, 9/11, everything that they've done in the past years has been to take away, to dissolve, to eliminate the Constitution. And now we have the Islamic extremists that are basically being shipped in by the thousands of, you know, in a very short period of time, we're going to have millions of them. And as I mentioned before, that the 300,000 or 35,000 guillotines that have been distributed around the world, and a lot of them here in the United States, are going to be run by somebody. And since it's who they are when it comes to their Sharia law, to chop heads off, they're the perfect candidate to be the ones to operate that equipment. As hard as it is to believe, ladies and gentlemen, because we have allowed evil to prevail, because we have not stood up as we were called to do in the Great Commission of Jesus Christ to cast out demons, to heal the sick, and set the captives free, those individuals that we now know as classified as liberals are actually demon-possessed. They have no sense about them. They're not godly. They're willing to allow evil to, you know, to be politically accessible and allowed to do what they do. And this is insanity, because it means the innocent. It means the loss of our country is going to perish. And so as God-fearing men, bondservants of Jesus Christ, Jesus said, sell your cloak and buy a sword. What he meant was defend yourself. Now, we're not being offensive. What we're being is defensive. And I, for one, as I've mentioned before in my past broadcast, will do whatever it takes to make sure that this Sharia law, that these demonized people are not going to harm children. Because, as I said before, this Luciferian doctrine, because that's exactly what it is, the whole tactic behind it when it comes to killing the innocent gives the demonic a legal right to areas. Whenever you spill blood of the innocent, then the area is tainted. As I mentioned before with the Bermuda Triangle, that the slave ships, as they came across over towards the United States, that the slaves that would not bring a dollar, they threw overboard. They would chain them and throw them overboard. That area was cursed. Those people were murdered, and that's why the Bermuda Triangle was the shape that it was in. And if you're familiar with the National Association of Prayer, they got together and they broke that curse, because if you've noticed, you don't see any more activity in the Bermuda Triangle. So as a group of Christians, as a corporate, as a body, we should be coming together in prayer. We should be spreading the information with what's really going on. This is why it's so important in the churches to be politically active. That's also part of the dispensation of Zionism that came in, was to keep us from being politically active. So if we're out of the picture, then those that are evil then can just steamroller over us, and that's what they've done. Now, Kevin, what is your next step? I mean, is there any other products or just to see how this goes? What are you going to do?
Well, we're going to take this for a ride as long as we can to see how it goes, and we have a good feeling this is just going to go sky high.
Yeah.
Another product that I've got that I want to bring forward is a new body bag that would keep anybody that deals with bodies that have Ebola, anything else, would keep them safe once the body is in the bag. So we're going to be probably going into the area of that, to where when I answer the phone, it'll be pig blood bullets and body bag solutions. How may I help you?
Okay. Well, certainly as we read in Ezekiel and Isaiah and some of the other prophecies about the, the death, that the contamination is an issue. It is a problem, and especially with the biological weapons, as you mentioned, Ebola and some of the others, the highly contagious. These are extremely nasty diseases that that cause a great deal of harm and sickness. Now, if there were, let's say, a situation in Priest River where you then would be confronted by the Islamic group, have you ever dealt with that before? How do you think you would react that would be opposed to what you're doing?
Well, I don't know how I would react. I have an idea of how I would react. And I know that if they come to confront me, they're coming to kill me.
Yeah.
So if you tell me that you're going to kick my tail in a fight, I take you at your word, and I'm going to take you out first. I'm not going to let you throw the first punch. If somebody comes to me to hurt myself, my family, my kids, in any way, shape, or form, I'm there to defend them and to defend myself. If they bring the fight to me, they've come to the right place.
Yeah, I agree. And with that, too, the fact that if they were to get past you, you know that what they would do. And so, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of how you think, you need to understand that this is a fight to the death. Now, we don't wish that anybody gets harmed. We're not trying, again, to involve, any type of anger and disruption. But, the thing of it is that evil is evil. And the only way to get rid of evil is to eradicate it. And so all needs necessary will be deployed. Have you talked to local law enforcement? Do you have a sheriff that you've talked to or any involvement there?
I've got some friends in the Washington State Patrol. I have some friends in the local police department. I am a volunteer fireman, and the fire department, the police, the state patrol all think that this is a fantastic idea. I've already been contacted by people in the military that are in country, different places, that would like some pig blood bullets, but I don't know how to get those to them.
Mm.
If any of your listeners knows through the military or through any certain way how to get some of these to the soldiers that are serving and need pig blood bullets to help their situation, please let me know. Go to Pig Blood Bullets on Facebook or pigbloodbullets.com.
And contact you there.
Yes.
Is there a method of certification? I mean, have you had anyone question whether it is or not? How do you address that?
If they want to question it, they have the right to go have it tested. They can have it chemically tested. Some people say there's no pig's blood in there. Well, in a pig's eye, you know, I'm the one that does it. If you're not going to believe me, who are you going to believe? So if you want to have it tested to see how much pig's blood is in there, you can buy my bullets and go have them tested.
Yeah.
But it will prove to be as I'm telling you today.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I can't think of any other device that would be more deterring. So I would imagine another step would be to publicly get this information out, that they would know ahead of time that they would potentially be running into such a factor. Because if they don't know, then they wouldn't know that they would just think it's just any other bullet. Have you approached that at all, other than just the websites and things? I mean, because I'm going to promote it. I'm going to be talking about it on KFNX in Phoenix. But again, you know, if they don't know, then it wouldn't affect them. Not that it does anything to them anyways, other than what a bullet does, but certainly it's just the psychological aspect, and so they would have to be educated.
That is true, and what I'd like to do is get the contract with the American government and with the Israeli army to supply pig blood bullets to coat any ordnance, whether it's an AR-10 Warthog, an Apache helicopter, an Abrams tank. I can do anything that the government wants me to do. The government would never ask me. But Donald Trump has talked about General Pershing and how we need to use pig blood bullets. He's endorsed this company and didn't even know that he was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
If you search pig blood bullets and Google that, it will give you every time that Trump has endorsed this company, not knowing so.
Yeah, I saw that when I was looking this up. So it would be to your advantage to get him that information, and I'm sure he would be fascinated by it. So I would certainly do what I can here. All right, is there anything before we close out on this interview that you'd like to say?
I just want to say thank you for having me on. Thank you for promoting this product and doing all that you do. I really appreciate it, and I want to say to everybody listening, have a great evening. It's been great speaking to you. You can get in touch with me anytime at pigbloodbullets.com or on Facebook at pigbloodbullets.
Okay. All right, Kevin, thank you, and thank you for your wife here, and we'll be back in a moment.
Are you ready? Are you ready? My beloved bride, are you ready? Are you ready to rise against the tide? Are you ready? Are you ready to lose your life for me? Are you ready? Are you ready to let go? Embrace eternity. Are you ready? I'm calling. I'm wounded. crying for all who lost their way. I'm moving, I'm drawing you closer every day, closer every day. Are you ready? Are you ready to have your faith refined by fire? Are you ready? Are you ready when it comes down to the wire? Are you ready? Are you ready when the end is finally here? Are you ready? Are you ready to let go of all your shame and fear? Are you ready? Will you seek? Will you search for the truth that is in me? Will you love? Will you reach out to the blind who cannot see? Will you pray? Will you weep for my power to command? Will you touch? Will you heal by my loving hand? By my loving hand. Are you ready? Are you ready? No more looking back. Are you ready? Are you ready when you come under attack? Are you ready? Are you ready? This world is not your home. Are you ready? Are you ready to die? To die for me alone. Are you ready? I'm calling, I'm wooing, I'm loving, I'm doing, I'm hurting, I'm crying, I'm moving, I'm trying. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
When they come, take you away. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
The call to follow every day. Are you ready?
Are you ready
to suffer for my name's sake? Are you ready?
Are you ready?
If they burn you at the stake. Are you ready, beloved? Are you ready?
Seek the Lord.
Are you ready?
Repent.
Are you ready?
Soul to win.
Are you ready?
Well, I tell you, regardless of where you're at with the information that we gave, the interview here with Pig Blood Bullets, I myself have every intention of getting the product. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and do a live stream interview with him in 2 weeks. I just confirmed it with him during the break, and he's going to be bringing some of the products, and we can show in detail more about it. Now, also, it turns out that they're already going to be in stores, Precision Ammo, apparently, Idaho and Utah, but I'm sure that that information will be on their website. So we thank Kevin for coming in on that. All right, some of the questions here on the chat room. Yes, the cannibalization of the victims that Muslims kill is one of their demonic practices. The other demonic practice is to cut the arms and legs, even children, off of the enemies. That's you and me, ladies and gentlemen. Now, any time that anyone involves themselves in eating humans, blood is very sacred. Okay, God is very, very adamant about that the human blood will not be defiled. This is one of the reasons that the occult, those that practice such things, do it, because it is an abomination, and the demons within them get them to do it. The demons don't care. They're already damned, all right? So they do whatever they can to cause humans to sin, to bring them into bondage. So the very fact of the practice, and even them thinking that, because just as you would, let's say, lust after a woman that in your heart you've already fornicated, you've already committed adultery, this is already in their minds. So the demons have already taken a place. The demons already are ready to completely take them. And as hard as it is to comprehend evil, has anyone ever went into an asylum? Has anyone ever been in the intake of a jail when you get really true hardened criminals? Now, when I'm talking about asylums, I'm not talking about the average person that has breakdowns and the other issues. I'm talking about that there are the criminally insane. One facility always sticks in my mind in Phoenix. In the middle of the facility is literally, it looks like a prison. Maximum security. The chain link fence, the barbed wire that's around it, the height of them, several rows of fences and very secure buildings where the criminally insane is kept. These people are gone. They're demon possessed and they're gone. Can they be delivered? Yes. Will it happen? No. Unfortunately, many of the people that are in asylums are never going to be delivered. And whose fault is that? If you've listened to me for any length of time, I'm pretty relentless on the churches, because they have allowed God's people to perish. They have allowed God's people to become demon infected. Okay, they've allowed God's people to fall away. Because when you have enough demons of the right order and combination, then you are in an iniquitous pool. You'll be brought into a further depth of bondage that you cannot get out from. Okay? We're going to be having Bruce Edwards on Friday. He, if you've heard some of his, it's been a while since he's been on, but if you've heard some of his testimonies before, he's very involved in pulling down strongholds, okay? Now, if we had been involved as a corporate church pulling down strongholds, the asylums, the criminally insane, wouldn't exist. And if they do, it would be a very, very small number compared to what's now. Over the centuries, people wouldn't have, you know, basically perished. You know, as I mentioned with the interview here, I was talking about Albert Pike. Albert Pike was a complete demon-possessed individual. Anytime that you sell your soul, anytime that you've made an oath or commitment to Lucifer, there can be such a demonization that takes place, a witchcraft control of the mind, that they themselves would never If they could emotionally think, they could be. I mentioned that. As long as you draw breath and in your heart, if you have the change and call out to the Most High God in the name of Jesus Christ and accept Jesus in your heart as your Lord and Savior, yes. But see, these demons keep these people from doing it. That's the whole point. And the church has unfortunately allowed that to take place. Boy, that's... I'm just reminiscing of some of the things that have gone on over this past year. As I mentioned, that today is the first year anniversary of my office being open. That's a big deal to me. Being able to sustain what I do over this period of time has been a godsend. I've done the best I can for those that have called and those I've prayed for. Many, many testimonies have been absolutely wonderful. But unfortunately, there's still a great job to do. The fight's only begun. The fight has only begun. And my whole point of my ministry is to get people ready for it. Because it's coming. I'm not here to stop it. I mean, if I could, I would. But that's not going to happen. What's going to happen is the people who are running this country are going to continue with what they do. And as we see prophecy, as we see those things that have been told to us, you know, including the book of Revelation, that all hell is going to break loose. Right now, if you lived in other countries, you would think that's already taken place. Okay, we've been removed from that for quite some time. But look at Europe, look at France, look at Germany. My goodness. Look at Britain, for goodness sakes. What has overtaken them is pure evil. Evil that wishes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's exactly what Obama is putting in place to happen to us. Ladies and gentlemen, the man who is nothing more than a reptilian facade is the devil himself, basically. I can assure you the devil comes in and out of him. You remember when in two instances with Judas, it said that, and then Satan entered into him? Wasn't one account given in two different versions. It was two separate accounts. And the second one, Jesus said, then go do what you must do. Okay? And then there was the kiss of death there when he was taken. So, someone like Obama is not just an instrument. He's the transfer device. He's the deployment of evil onto the United States. And I my mind's boggled by liberals, by people who can't see it. I mean, Hillary, for goodness sakes, how is it we're even considering that old bag, huh? I mean, come on. Just look at her, for goodness sakes. She's got so many demons crawling over, I really can't even see her. You ever seen a wolf spider carrying its babies? You ever see that? It's disgusting. It's really gross. As a kid, I chased one into a hole, you know, how kids are, right? Boys will be boys. And I threw a rock into the hole, and apparently I hit it, and the whole ground turned black with baby spiders. Talk about freaking me out. I never did that again. But that's literally what's on Clinton. She's got so many demons on her, so many monkeys on her back. You know, I tell you, people don't realize just how many demons there are. How disgusting they are. If you could see them, okay, like perversion demons, those things of sexual misconduct, they're a disgusting, stinky, smelly frog. They come in all versions. They come in all sizes. And they're just disgusting. And so these perverts that run around that, you know, do all these horrible things, that's what's inside of them. And by the way, if you have not kicked the habit of pornography, I can assure you that as you partake in such things, that when the Spirit comes in, that's what's coming into you. If you're a whoremonger, your cup runneth over. You got so many demons, so many layers, so many soul ties to all these people that you're a mess. So what do? Well, we repent. We understand that in this great war that's taking place, that us as professing Christians, as bondservants of Jesus Christ, we've got a job to do. And that job is to eliminate evil, to get as many people out of the muck and mire, out of the bondage as possible. Now, when I was doing the show a few years ago, Walking Among Spirits, obviously the name of it brought in a lot of people from the occult and actually made the show quite interesting. And when it came to taking calls, I had to be very careful. Because the enemy, like for instance, I mentioned about the one show called Matters of the Heart. And I'll continually to talk about that because it's such a great example that the devil wants to steal the love that you have. He wants you to grow cold. He wants you to be indifferent. He wants you to become a narcissist. He wants you to reject your brethren. And so we're called to guard our hearts because of the infractions, the infliction, the betraying, those things that are an assault onto us can break our hearts. And in that, why you have a broken heart is kind of like post-traumatic stress or going through hypnosis. There's a fragmentation that takes place, and if you're not careful, if you're not seeking Jesus, if you're not in the Word, and you become bitter, and you become resentful and unforgiving, the devil comes right in. And when I say the devil, I'm talking about demons. Sets up camp. You're no longer a loving child of the Most High God. I've mentioned before that many of those who were Jezebels, that's what took place. And then they made a decision. Okay, you remember Gone with the Wind? In the end, she states, "I will never go hungry again." Well, that's what Jezebels say. "I will never let someone hurt me again," but it's with anger. It's with malice. It's with the ability to inflict your poison onto somebody else. Okay, and when that takes place, that's when the demons come in. Because God himself, okay, through the Word, that if you do not forgive, God will not forgive you. Plain and simple. Okay? Anyone with unforgiveness and bitterness and anger, now, it's tough. There's a cooling off period. Okay, there's a time where the grief or the infraction that takes place is so painful that I get it. I'm not saying that just because you can't, you know, it's only been a month, but it's a process. The point of it is you have to be vigilant not to allow the enemy to come in, I guess is what I'm trying to say. When I went through what I went through in 2000, do you know what I did? The individuals that had done what they had done to me, I chose to forgive them, even though it was difficult and it was hard. And you know why I chose? Because I was not going to fall prey to Satan. I was not going to allow these individuals, through what they did, to cause me to lose my faith in or walk away or become like them. That was the biggest thing that I fought for, that I was not going to become like them. I was not going to retaliate. I was not going to pay evil for evil. Okay? And here's another thing, too. whenever you drink alcohol, if you're an alcoholic, okay, there's an arrested development that takes place. The medication, you're self-medicating, and what you're doing is you're killing the pain, okay? And I get that. But here's what happens. If you don't work through the pain, if you don't learn the pain and just let it happen, it sucks, it hurts, it drives you crazy, you can't sleep, even makes you sick, but you need to feel the pain. And in that, you seek deliverance from the Most High God in the name of Jesus Christ. You invite Jesus in your heart. You let the Holy Spirit take over. When you start doing drugs and alcohol, you're circumventing the order of things. And as I mentioned before, it can be like arrested development. And that means that you don't mature. Okay? There's a part of you that doesn't mature. That's why some alcoholics, when they get back on the alcohol, they actually fall. They pick up where they left off. And not, this isn't condemnation on anybody, people. This is to understand what is going on. Now, once you've processed the pain, Paul says, do not look back. Move forward. But the fact that you didn't take care of it means that you keep revisiting it. Look, I can sit here and talk about what was done to me, and it doesn't affect me whatsoever. In fact, I've used it as an extensive teaching tools to give examples to what can happen, how the demons come in, what's necessary to rectify the situation. It doesn't affect me. And it's funny because when I use those examples, I get people telling me all the time, they'll say, well, you need to get over it. Oh, excuse me. That was a long time ago. I am over it. Will you talk about it? I can talk about it and use it as an educational tool. It does not grip me. I do not get angry. In fact, I feel sorry for those who were involved. Why? Because they're in bondage, and it does not end well for them. No one gets away with anything. Judgment comes to everybody, period. And I wish that no one is harmed. I would rather that they repent and are delivered. And this is also, by the way, when we bless our enemies, okay? For one, we need to also determine who our enemy is. If it's an enemy of God, okay, then this is God's fight. But it doesn't mean that the enemy of God we allow to harm us, to kill us, to rape our children, to rape our wives, to destroy us. Sorry, it's not going to happen. But the moment that they stop and repent, see, there's a difference there. Then we approach it, then we accept, then we deal with it accordingly. But until that happens, gentlemen, draw your swords and defend your family. Okay? God's expecting you to do that. Jesus didn't die on the cross so you could be abused, as I mentioned earlier. Period. All right. As I talked about last night's show for KFNX, that'll be airing on Saturday, 9 to 10 Mountain Standard Time. I went into two subjects very deep in with the teleportation of troops and the psychotronics technology that's being used in the churches. And I briefly did, you know, touch on that last night, but I, you know, on Blog Talk, but on KFNX for that show, I went into great detail. So if you get a chance, you might want to tune in on that. I've been taking the shows and turning them into YouTube teachings videos, so that will be available. Also on my website at scotthenser.org, on the homepage there, you'll see the KFNX that you can download that to, the audio file. So I'm going to make those accessible. You know, interesting, he mentioned, you know, Kevin when he was here, with pig blood bullets. He talked about Snopes. And I want to bring something up about them. Okay? I'm always getting in trouble, so I got no problem bringing this up. The husband and wife that started this are CIA operatives. They are disinformation specialists, okay? So those things that are of truth, those things that may be revealed in conspiracies, their job is to taint, to defile it, that, you know, that information, to get you to think that they're the ultimate authority, and the fact that Snopes says that it didn't happen, then therefore you drop it. That's what they want you to do. Now, let me make an example. Now, the Holocaust, there's a lot more to that than meets the eye, okay? Was there a Holocaust? Yes. What happened? Well, not the way that they said it. That's all I'm going to say. But see, the Muslims in London, in that area, what they've gotten the school districts to do is to stop teaching that it took place, because they deny that it took place. Now, I got that as firsthand information by a man who was head of the educational system in London for the Christian schools who had to deal with this. And when he came here to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, he gave his presentation, and that was part of it. So I knew it as a fact, and when I brought it up on some chats, this was several years ago, everyone hit me up with Snopes, saying that this is false, this didn't take place, when in reality, I knew it took place. That was my first example to know that these people are liars. Now, some of the information will be true, obviously. But those things that will really reveal the truth of what's going on out there, they will twist it. And again, the original founders were a husband and wife that are both CIA operatives. Okay? Get it now? So if you rely on Snopes, then stop it. They can be a tool to find out what's going on, but do not let them be your final decision maker. Not at all. All right? All right, well, we're out of time. Again, basically the show tonight was to have Kevin and his wife here in the studio for Pig Blood Bullets. I put the link on the blog talk description there, and you can go to that. I don't know if it comes up if it's a hypertext or not, but you can see that it's pigbloodbullets.com and go from there. All right, well, tomorrow night, Bruce Edwards will be on, and he's going to be telling us more about pulling down strongholds. He had a close friend that passed away. There's some information about that, a great story that has an outcome that is favorable. You know, losing anyone that's a close friend is terrible, but apparently he's got something that can bring some light to that. And so join us tomorrow night, because let me fill you in who he is before I get off here. I met him when I went down for Marcus's funeral. Okay, so it's going to be almost a year ago now. When Marcus passed away, I immediately jumped in my car and I drove down there. And during one of our intercessions, when Marcus, he was still... that's a long story. The FBI, you know, because they're involved with reservations, okay, they make final decisions on law enforcement, and so there was a time before the body was released, okay, and so in that interim, we were doing a lot of praying, a lot of interceding, trying to break things off, and just basically standing in the gap, and that's how I met Bruce. And I ended up driving him back into Sioux Falls, I think it was. And so we had almost a two-hour drive, and I had a chance to get to know him and realize that he was like-minded, and that he had a lot of good information, and that he was a warrior. And so we had him on several shows. It's been a while, so it's time to have him back. So, all right, again, God bless everyone, and I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. PigBloodBullets.com. Good night.